Well, should the government give the go-ahead for the COVID vaccine to be given to those aged 12 to 15 years old? Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced yesterday that MedSafe has given provisional approval for that to happen. She added that vaccinating the younger age group would protect others, such as parents, grandparents and teachers, but no decision has yet been made. With us now, Auckland specialist paediatrician Dr Emma Best. Moa tarau.
Tanakwai, Susie.
Thank you for being with us today. Do you think that MedSafe will give the go-ahead for the vaccine for everyone over the age of 12?
Well, yes, I think this provisional approval is, you know, obviously an indication. I've looked at the data that there's, you know, good safety information and that this is going to be a vaccine that can be used for those from 12 to 15.
Is it a good idea?
Well, yes, I think that in the long term, this may well be applicable for this age group. I think that at the moment, we really want to concentrate our efforts on making sure that those most at risk from the disease, whether they're going to be exposed to it or get very seriously ill from it, need to get that vaccine rollout happening. So for those older than 16, sorry, that's our priority at the moment. So, yeah, I think it potentially will be something that will be looked at for later in the year. And there may be special groups amongst this age group this vaccine could be useful for.
So when you're saying special groups, is that perhaps children whose parents work at the border, that kind of thing, they should be up first?
Yeah, well, exactly. I think it does need to be given equitably and making sure that our borders are protected and those families that do you know, have that risk of being exposed to the virus, their young people are most protected up front. So that would be possibly, yeah, a small special group that might be more immediately vaccinated with this registration when it comes through.
But presumably there are some children who would benefit effectively in their own right because of pre-existing conditions, things like diabetes, I suppose, and things like asthma. Would it not be a good idea to bump them up the order as well?
Well, that's a really good question. Actually, the international evidence around even children of this age group having severe disease and COVID when they have additional conditions like asthma and diabetes is pretty limited. Actually, this is mostly not a serious illness in young people, even with comorbid or additional conditions. But I do think that in the big picture, protecting young people will help bring us to a level of protection for the whole country, and that's something we need to consider.
So this is more about, I suppose, stopping children being a vector and the spread of the disease perhaps so much rather than actually protecting children per se?
Yes, and I think that is essentially one of the more important things. Children do get COVID and they can transmit it, particularly as they get to that older or young adult teenage years. And so they are an important part of the program to make sure that we're all protected, protecting older adults and other people in the family as well. But the good thing is the vaccine, as we've seen with adults, is looking very safe and effective in protecting the children from disease as well. So there is some individual benefit. But, yes, stopping them from potentially being somebody who had passed on to others is important too.
Tēnā koe. Dr Emma Best there, Auckland specialist paediatrician.